It's Mornings with
everybody
Dablo.
Get
on
ready
the Voice
to
of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Hey, good morning, you. 9:06, we've got partly sunny. 52 degree Tuesday going on here, September 13th. Been a busy day. We've been doing a lot of talking, and our talk around continues as it does every Tuesday. Got to talk some real estate with Sherry Bell from Action Realty. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning.
And I'll tell you what, I do a lot of driving around, you know, because I'm old. Mm-hmm. You know, you do that as you get up in years, you just like to go for a drive.
I hear you.
Seeing a lot of great great houses out there with Action Realty signs in front of them. So yes. That's got to be a good thing.
It is a good thing. I mean, we're in such a different market this year. So, you know, all the listings that we have out there, you know, we're grateful for those, as we always are. And, you know, hoping that things pick up just a little bit. We're kind of in our lull right now with school just getting back in session. You know, families are getting back into their routine and the swing of things. So I'm anticipating that it should hopefully pick up within the next week or so.
Right. And we've talked about this quite a bit. Coming off of COVID, you guys did okay.
We did.
You know, here locally, you did all right.
Yep. We were really concerned because, well, as of, you know, everyone was concerned of the unknown. And,
right.
You know, so we were kind of bracing for, you never know what could happen, but it turned out to be okay for us. And, you know, you change and adapt and you make it work.
Right. Well, last week we were talking about closing costs.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve and I kind of came up with this thing, terms. You know, in real estate, because you really do have your own lexicon. You really do kind of have your own language,
mm-hmm.
and which is nice about the experience that you've got at Action Realty, because you can kind of guide people through that, too. Let's talk today about appraisals. When somebody talks about appraisals,
mm-hmm.
how does that fit into the whole buying and selling experience?
Okay, so an appraisal is ordered actually from the lender. And basically what the appraiser does, they have standards that lender has said that house has to meet.
Mm-hmm.
Safety concerns, any repairs that are needed. You know, a big one that a lot of people get surprised about is exterior peeling paint. That will stop a loan from happening in a lot of different loan packages.
Really?
It does, yep.
Okay.
So the appraiser comes in, they do the complete walk through the property, tell us if there's any repairs that are required by the lender, and then they'll also look for value to see if the house is under contract at overprice. They'll put a value on the home, so we'll see that in the end process. If a person would buy cash, an appraiser, of course, is not required to go out to the property.
Okay. So say, for instance, someone is selling a home, an appraiser comes in, does the appraisal. Have there ever been times throughout your, you know, career where people go, no, I don't agree with that. I think you're coming in way too low.
You know,
does that happen with appraisals?
It does. You know, we see kind of all different scenarios. We'll see a number come in and it may be lower than we're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to back up our expertise and say, okay, here's what we have for comparable properties. This is why we feel it should be in this area. So we see a lot of different scenarios, and, you know, we just do our best to try and help that client through kind of some hoops and get the process done.
Well, that brings me to my next question, too. When somebody does an appraisal, they put a price on it. Is that set in stone or can that be changed? Is it variable?
You know, for that individual process, it would probably be pretty set.
Okay.
Unless, you know, we don't agree the property doesn't appraise out, then we show them those comparable comps. But, you know, once a person closes on that property and they make improvements on it, you know, those improvements generally help the appraisal.
Right. Have you ever seen an appraisal where you go, boy, that's way off?
Off.
Okay.
You know, exactly. And then it's almost frustrating because you're like, no way that this can be this amount. We've,
mm-hmm.
we've got to do something about this. So
right.
It usually works out. It can be a little bumpy road, but we get there.
So as far as the appraiser and someone that comes out and actually does that,
mm-hmm.
does the seller pick that? How does that actually work?
Nope. Actually, we just let the lender know that, okay, we are needing an appraiser to come out on that property. The lender will put it out there to the appraiser world, mm-hmm. and the appraisers will select if they accept that position or not for that property.
Okay, interesting stuff. See, this is fascinating stuff that I'm sure not a lot of people know about.
No, a lot of people get confused on the home inspection and the appraiser. And they're two different scenarios in a property. And, one is optional. Actually, two right. could be optional.
Okay. Fascinating stuff. So if people want to know more about this, too, they can contact you at Action Realty. Years and years and years of experience. Have you totaled it up? I think we talked about that one other time.
I did a while ago, and we were just over 100 years wow. experience combined. So I'm pretty proud of that. So.
Yeah, you should be very, yep. very proud of yep. that. And they can stop in and see you. You're right here on Dakota Avenue, or they can give you a call, too. What is your number, Sherry?
Our number is 642-4700, and we can be found at 419 Dakota Avenue in Wapton.
Outstanding. Well, great to have you in here, as always.
Thank you.
And we'll look forward to talking with you next week.
Sounds great.
Sherry Bell from Action Realty, and we talk with our good friends from Action Realty every Tuesday at this time here, the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Packed a cooler and a change of clothes. Let's jump and see how far it goes. You got my heart and